This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Lord God Almighty, we praise you. We exalt you here today. We praise your holy name, Lord. We draw close to you. Lord, please draw close to us. We seek you, your face, your voice. We know where you speak, and that is in and by and through your word. So we pray now that you would do that at this time, Lord. We listen for your voice. Lead us and guide us. Speak to us today in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I'm Paul Esposito. This program is WGOD. That's the names of a call letter of a radio station, if I ever owned my own station, and if the law wasn't that you could only have one of each call letters in the country, that's what mine would be, WGOD Radio, because, you see, I know the secret, and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. Are you tuned into His frequency? That's my question to you today. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day. Hope you enjoyed this program, which just aired on the radio. For those of you on the podcast, perhaps you downloaded the podcast a week ago. It's entitled Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons. Here on the radio, it played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. It was a shocking message out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, where we learn that in the latter times, some shall fall away from the faith. Matter of fact, let's go there for a minute, and I'll comment on that here as we're going through our program here today. And that is 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says this: Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some. Now my mistake, as you heard me say on the radio, is that I've been in the habit, as many people have, to opening up your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, and teaching it as Bible prophecy. And that, as the Lord showed me, is a mistake. Because you've missed the context. I have the context here. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look before and after. See if we can establish what he's talking about. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop is episkopos, and it is a pastor, overseer. So 1 Timothy chapter 3, the first 7 verses, how to select a pastor. Very important. A bishop must be blameless. Husband of one wife, that's one wife at a time. Blameless. Certainly, these are conditions that should describe a person who's considering to be pastor after he's been saved. Because let me tell you, no one is blameless without Jesus Christ. Therefore, everyone is disqualified from this. You'd never have a minister blameless, husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. Now, I don't think I was able to teach before I became a believer, but I am now because God's given me the gift of teaching. These are things that I must meet as a believer, not prior to. Otherwise, you'd never have a teacher, because you can't be these things without the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. You cannot be blameless without the Spirit of the living. Or perhaps you're a person now with a great testimony. Maybe you used to not rule your own house well. Maybe before, your children weren't in submission with all reverence. Maybe you weren't temperate. Maybe you weren't sober-minded. Maybe you weren't sober. Maybe you weren't blameless. But now, hallelujah, you are. You qualify. God's been working in your life. Your life is a testimony to the goodness, the grace, and the mercy of God. So I say to those who say these things must describe you way back in 1948 or before you were born, I say to that, phooey. Because unless you were blameless before you were a believer, then he's talking about afterwards. But that's the subject here. How to pick a pastor. Verse 8, likewise deacons, they must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these first also be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Ah, you see, let them be tested. And now, you see, when you're done with this, it says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will fall from the faith somewhat. Those that weren't tested, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, Timothy. These people, these men need to be tested before they're put in the position of authority and the head of the Church of Jesus Christ, because some will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Now, this is pastors and ministers and those that have crept in to positions of authority in the church. And this is what happens when you don't follow the text, when you don't do like this pastoral letter Paul said to Timothy. This is how you do it. These are the guidelines for picking a pastor and a deacon and the men that lead the church. This is how you do it, because if you don't, here's a little prophecy for you. The Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith. Pastors, preachers, ministers, deacons, elders, those that haven't been tested, those that haven't been qualified. And look and see here at what they do in this. Oh, this is a prophetic look indeed in the latter times. But look at what they do to get people to fall away. Look at what these group of fallen away men do to entice people. Look at this. The Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. That's ministers. Giving heed to, all right, this is what leads them. This is what has deceived these ministers, causing them to fall away. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. That is, when you come up to Mr. Pastor or preacher or minister and you say, hey, you're wrong. This is what the word says, but that person is no longer convicted by the Holy Spirit. Because your conscience is what God uses to show you when you're wrong, when you're out of line, when you're sinning against God. It's your conscience. These here, their consciences have been, as he says, seared with a hot iron. Now, this is what they do. Forbidding to marry. This was the shocker to me. This is what showed me here. This is when the Lord spoke to me and said, context. Look at what these fallen ministers and pastors do. Number one, they forbid to marry. And number two, they command people to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Now, Paul's going to let the comment on marriage go, but he's going to comment on this other part here about foods. He has spent many different books and chapters talking about this issue about food. Here he says this, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. Notice the words every and nothing. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And now the context for after this, my heading here says, a good servant of Jesus Christ. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And then it's take heed to your ministry. This is a pastoral letter. This is not a teaching on end times Bible prophecy. It's a teaching on what happens if you don't select a pastor right. What happens if you don't select a deacon right? What happens if you don't select correctly these men that are going to lead the churches? Now it's a prophetic look at what's going to happen to them. Some will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. Remember, to be deceived, the Esposito definition of deceived is to think that something is something while something is actually something else. Deceiving spirits and doctrines, teachings, doctrines of demons. What do they teach? They forbid you to marry. Number one, demonic teaching. Fallen pastors teaching you not to marry. You know, these things are done, friends, to give you some false sense of holiness. The false pretense is that these things are going to get you closer to God. There's the real deception. Notice they're not telling you to go out here and commit adultery, to do drugs, to cheat on your husband or wife, to divorce your husband or wife. Or there is no hell. Don't believe the Bible. Bible's been proven false. There's no sin here. There's no deception there. But look at this deception. Forbidding to marry. And number two, abstain from foods. Abstain from food. Have you ever heard that before? I've heard it a lot wherever I go. I've heard it from a lot of people out there. People that don't eat. Now, you're entitled not to eat whatever you want. Romans chapter 14, read that. God bless you. If you're offended by a certain food, then by all means, you don't eat it. I'm offended by broccoli, and I won't eat that. But here he says, when people teach this with the false pretenses that this is going to get you closer to God, the Holy Spirit calls this a doctrine of demon. And that is how this group here, who they are, they're fallen pastors and ministers that have been selected without having gone through this, without having been scrutinized. These are pastors and ministers, this prophetic book here. This portion here is talking about. We're out of time. We'll be back again here tomorrow. We'll pick it up in Peter preaching to Cornelius' house in tomorrow's program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.